All right. So this one was directly from a listener. Monday night, we had a lot of rain come in with that storm. There was some flooding under the overpass bridge that's on Algonquin, and it seems to flood a couple times every year. Is there a solution for that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it does flood a couple times a year, depending on the amount of rain that comes in, but it's obviously a problem with the storm sewer in that area. And the solution entails some major work that will be done during the connecting link construction. It would be redundant to repair it now and then have to dig it up again with the construction, with the connecting link construction that is planned. I think a couple years is the next phase before we'll be into that phase. So, unfortunately, your listeners will have to. We'll have to put up with that for a couple of years.
Yeah, so it is planned to touch on in the future, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think it's the next. It's, you know, we've got the first section done right now. We're working on this right now from the Metalgamy River Bridge to Terrio, and we progress up the, up Algonquin in a logical sequence. Right now, that's the plan. We'll see if that schedule stays the same as it's currently planned right now.
Mm-hmm. So recently, moving on to vaccinations, the PHU has been setting up what they call youth dens to encourage those who are 12 and older to get vaccinated, to get information on vaccines and other activities as well. Do you think these will work in getting more people vaccinated?
Geez, I sure hope so. We've kind of, not with the 12 and up, but I mean, let me finish, I guess. I'm ahead of myself. The vaccines have kind of plateaued right now on the first doses anyway. And it's essential that if we're going to have, a safe reopening with the schools in the fall, that the majority of the kids, or hopefully all the kids, 12 and years older, can get their first and second shots prior to school reopening in September. So I really do hope that it's successful. There's no pressure. They're designed to be a combination of information, people becoming comfortable with the situation and obviously encouraging people to getting the vaccines, which and really and truly obvious want every one of us, parents, grandparents, and teachers and everybody wants the schools to reopen September safely. So let's hope everybody's listening.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, have a great day. I think it's supposed to be especially another beautiful day today in Paradise, which is where we are in Timmins.
Perfect. I'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.